Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
When you think back to these early years, you've been with Chick-fil-A 30-plus years now. What are some of those lessons that are just at the forefront of your mind now?
One of the first things that comes to mind when you ask me that question is something I learned from our former president, Jimmy Collins. You mentioned him earlier, and Jimmy was a great mentor of mine and taught me a number of things. And one of the quotes very early in my career that I've never forgotten and I use often is this: it is kindness to refuse immediately what you eventually intend to deny. So if you think about those words, it's really the power of saying no quickly rather than dragging people through experiences only to be disappointed later. And so that has a lot of, in the workplace, has all kinds of ways to use that. We used it a lot in thinking about our hiring process. It was a lengthy hiring process. And if you knew that you were going down a path with someone very early on, what we didn't want to do is drag out that process, put them through a lot of unnecessary hoops, only to learn in the end that they're not getting that opportunity. And, of course, that would leave a bad, no pun intended, but it would leave a bad taste in their mouth for Chick-fil-A. That was one of the things that he taught me early on, and I found that that was a life principle. You know, even with my children, I use the example, and it's my pleasure, that when I was 16, I had been promised a car, and then my dad decided not to give me that, and what a disappointment that was. Although as an adult later, I certainly knew that was a good decision on his part. So it impacted the way my husband and I approached our children in thinking about when they would be 16. And we were sure to let them know that that wasn't going to happen. And they knew it from about the time they understood that they, when you turn 16, you get to drive a car. They knew they weren't getting one. And because it was kindness to tell them that, not to raise their expectations. So that they wouldn't be disappointed later on. And one final example of that, recently I had one of my staff members in my office and was telling me that I had this great candidate for the role that we had available, but she knew that the candidate's ultimate goals would not be fulfilled in our organization. And I said, well, do you want to steal her life? And she stopped for a minute, didn't quite understand what I was saying. And I said, that's what we do when we don't tell somebody immediately that things aren't going to work out the way they expect. And we want this person to be able to follow their calling and to achieve all the things they want to achieve. And we don't want to take that away from them.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.